Our fourth story now. Russia and the U.S. have hailed the successful completion of the shipping of chemical weapons out of Syria. Moscow says that more than 1,000 tons of chemicals have been taken out of Syria. It praised Damascus for exhibiting political will and cooperating with the global community. On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Barack Obama discussed the end of the U.N. backed mission to rid Syria of all declared chemicals in a phone call. Kremlin said Syria has been able to carry out a unique operation unprecedented in the history of the organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons. The White House also applauded the mission. Last year, Syria agreed to hand over its chemical weapons under international control and have them destroyed. Well, Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review joins me from Baltimore for more on this. Welcome, sir. Mr. Freeman, Syria has proven its commitments indeed. Isn't it time for other countries that possess chemical weapons to show their commitment and destroy their chemical weapons arsenal, namely the U.S. itself?
Well, I think you've got a bigger problem with the United States than chemical weapons. The main problem right now is the United States has an arsenal of thermonuclear weapons. And the danger is the use of those weapons now by the Obama administration, using the pretext of Ukraine and other points around the world. So that's far more dangerous. I think what this has proved is that the Syrian government kept its word and has done what it can to try to defuse the regime change policy that's coming from the United States and other countries in the West.
And now that the chemical weapons are completely destroyed in Syria, how do you think the U.S. policy will change towards Syria?
I don't think the U.S. policy is going to change. I think this was a good development for Syria, which was helped by the Russians. But the policy right now, especially if you look at the Iraq situation, we are working with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a major funder right now for the ISIS. Which is very heavily penetrated on the border of Iraq and Syria. And this is the continuation of the Tony Blair, George Bush war that is could destroy the entire region. So until we get a change in policy from the West and from the Obama administration, away from regime change, away from chaos, away from destruction of nations, we're not going to see much of a change in policy towards Syria.
All right, Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review from Baltimore. Thanks for your time there, sir.